This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at dealerrater.ca. Check them out, lakewoodchev.com.
Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's happening, Jason? Thanks, bro.
Well, I know you were in MMA for a long time, and then you switched to boxing, and last year you actually moved your entire family over to Singapore for a year just to, you know, to kind of get involved in the boxing scene over there. Then you moved back, but because you couldn't find a lot of people that wanted to fight yet, but the promoters liked you, and I noticed they brought you over there. Kind of talk about that experience in the boxing culture in Singapore.
Yeah, well, it was actually Thailand that I was okay. Over there. You know, I was offered a few opportunities to come out there, so I said, hey, you know, without risk, there's no reward. So, you know, I packed it up and moved the family out there. Took on the Olympic gold medalist from Thailand, stopped him in the fourth round, and then nobody wanted to fight me.
So you're too good for yourself is basically what happened.
Yeah, you know, I just get in there and get the job done. You know, I started calling out a lot of guys from England and Australia, you know, champions from Australia. They didn't want to fight me. So I was like, you know what, I got to come back here to Edmonton where KO Boxing will actually, you know, they'll get me the fights. And I came back, won a couple fights, and then I got the call again to go back to Singapore to fight for the UBO light heavyweight world title. And you know, I'm not going to say no.
Now, Ryan, to me, the most frustrating part of the sport of boxing is that guys can pick and choose, right? Like, it's not, hey, if you win this fight, then you're fighting one of these two guys, and that's just how it is. Like, why are there so many people that are kind of scared to fight?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. The boxing game is crazy. You know, you see a lot of these guys, you check out their records, and, you know, they're 30-0 or whatever, but you look at their first 20-something fights, and, you know, they really haven't fought anybody. And then they get to that point where, yeah, they pick who they want to fight unless they have a title that they have to mandatory defend it against somebody. You know, I don't know, man, because in this game, you can't be scared. If you're scared, get out of it, because this is not a place to be scared.
Ryan Ford joins us. Now, your new belt won't be on the line. Rob Nichols, who you're fighting, his isn't going to be on the line either, but it's just two guys who want to go there. When there's not a belt on the line, what's your kind of – obviously you want to win the fight, but what's the biggest benefit from going in against another guy who holds a belt, even though neither one of you is going to put your belt up for this one because of different weight classes?
You know, the win and the paycheck, you know. Okay. That's pretty much what it is. You know, it just means that I can go a lot harder because I'm only fighting 6 rounds, not 10 or 12. So, you know, I'll have that extra gas tank being ready to be used at any given moment. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's about getting that W and on to the next one.
Now, Ryan, you did the MMA for almost 10 years, I think it was. But your dad, of course, was a Canadian boxing world champion, fantastic boxer. And I know that I remember talking to him about, I want to say, maybe 9 years ago, and he's like, well, I'd rather have Ryan in boxing. So, and so why'd you finally go back maybe to your roots?
You know, it was just the injuries. You know, I broke my arm 3 times in 2014, and I was just, you know what, it was time. And, you know, I broke it the first time in a fight, and then I broke it 2 times in training, and I don't get paid to train. So, you know, mixed martial arts is very taxing on the body, studying all different types of martial arts, and you got to cram it into a 6-hour day, where now boxing, you're focusing on one thing and you can get great at that one thing. So I thought, hey, I'm going to switch over, go back to my roots. And, you know, here I am today, 10-0 with a world title.
Ryan Ford joins us. He will be in the ring next Friday night at the Shaw Conference Center, KO Boxing Promotions. It's March 10th fight night, going up against Rob Nichols in that one. Now, for you, Ryan, because of your background in boxing, it probably was easier for you to go back to it. You got the support of the family and everybody in it. But did you notice anything that's made – are you a better boxer before you did MMA now? Like, was there anything that MMA allowed you to be better at as a boxer?
I would just say, just getting the experience fighting mixed martial arts.
Okay.
You know, I was always good with my hands. And, yeah, I would just say the experience and, you know, fighting with 4-ounce gloves compared to me fighting now with 10-ounce gloves. It's a very big difference. You know, when you get hit with a 4-ounce glove, it hurts a lot. When you get hit with a 10-ounce glove, you know, there's a little bit of that padding in there.
So you're telling me it doesn't hurt when you get popped straight in the chin?
Well, no, it don't hurt.
Well, maybe because you've taken enough of them over time, for sure. Now, for you, do you like fighting more frequently rather than having extended breaks between fights?
Yeah, you know, I love this. Ever since I switched to boxing, you know, with mixed martial arts, I was fighting once every 6 months, once every 4 months. Here now in boxing, you know, last year I believe I fought, I think, 5 or 6 times. Okay. And this year I'm already on a roll now. I love it because staying busy is what keeps you sharp. You know, you can be in the gym, always staying in shape, but not having a fight, it's hard, right? So I love it now that boxing, you know, I could fight here and then all of a sudden, boom, I can have a fight. And if you're not injured and you're in shape, you can fight every week, I could say.
Now, what about when you're training at, like, obviously when you had to train in mixed martial arts, you got to do a lot of different movements. In boxing, you're always on your feet, and, you know, even though you got the headgear on, you're taking a lot of shots. And there are some people in a lot of their studies who think it's the small little jab, jab, jabs that can potentially injure guys more than the big KO. So do you limit, when you're training, do you limit the amount of contact you're taking in your head?
You got to try, but if that other guy's good, he's most likely going to catch you. My last training camp, I probably put in about 60 rounds of sparring. So, you know, I would say the more punches you're taking is going to be, you know, more effective on your brain than, you know, getting that one shot KO. The accumulation of punches is what usually, you know, makes that happen, where, you know, you kind of, you know, get that little brain shakage. But, you know, this is, it's the risk of the sport that you're in, right? And that's not why there's many people, you know, there's a percentage of people that do this.
Ryan Ford joins us back in the ring next Friday, a week tomorrow at the Shaw Conference Center. It's KO Boxing presents a fight night. Now, for you, Ryan, what's kind of the future plan? Does it all depend on can you plan ahead as far as that? Or are you a guy who says, I don't book my next fight until I'm done this fight?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, right? I got Rob Nichols to take care of next Friday here in Edmonton, but I do have my next fight already scheduled to defend my world title back in Singapore, April 28th. But I'm the type of guy, as you know, there's one job and one task at hand, and that's the fight that's signed against Rob Nichols. I got to get through him, take care of business then, and then it'll be on to the next one. And for the future, for me, the sky's the limit.
Do you notice, having been in Singapore, and you know, you mentioned you fought the Olympic champion, that are there certain different styles from Canadian boxers to maybe when you go over to Singapore and Thailand?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you know, I think in boxing now, I fought guys from Canada. I fought guys from Thailand. I fought guys from Mexico. In my last fight, I fought a guy from New Zealand. Everybody brings different traits to the boxing game, you know. The Mexicans come in rugged, tough, you know, can usually take a punch. My last guy that I fought, you know, a New Zealand guy, they call him the Kiwis, you know, very tough. You know, he could take a shot for sure. You know, and the Canadian guys, they bring their own different style to the mix too. So yeah, you know, when you're traveling around and you're fighting people from different countries, they do bring a different look to the game.
Now, I know you know, you're very aggressive as an MMA, and obviously you want to be aggressive in boxing, but it's very different, because if you try to be over aggressive, you swing and you miss, you really open yourself up and boom, you can take one down the pipe and then it's lights out, fight's over. How have you evolved stylistic or strategy wise now compared to when you were boxing 10 years ago? What's the biggest difference in your approach in the ring?
Just taking my time now, you know, being calm, setting up shots, setting up the punches. You know, not always looking for the knockout. When I first started boxing, you know, every punch I was trying to look for the knockout, and you get tired doing that because most of the time you're missing punches, and the missing punches are the ones that take the most out of you compared to when the ones that you connect with. So, you know, I'd have to say being out in Montreal at the Grant Brothers Boxing Gym with my coaches over there and my sparring partners. Guys, these guys are the top guys in the world that I'm getting to spar with. So they've helped my game elevate to that next level and just be patient, be calm. And, you know, when it's time to finish the fight, there's that time to finish the fight.
Well, Ryan, best of luck. Look forward to it. Should be a very entertaining fight, you and Rob Nichols, and actually a jam-packed loaded card as well coming up next Friday night. There's a lot of Canadians, lots of Mexicans, a lot of people coming in from different parts of the world. So enjoy it, and good to see you back in the ring.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for having me.
Ryan Ford.